Not too bad, right?
No.
Not too bad. Not too bad. I brought it back towards the end there. I brought it back. So if you are a title person, you need a title for your message, mine's Hey Mom. Because I don't know if you're anything like me. I pretty much say, Hey Mom, like 1,000 times a day. Hey Mom. Hey Mom. Hey Mom, you busy? Hey Mom, you got a minute? Hey Mom. Mom? Dad, where's Mom? Downstairs. Hey Mom! So pretty much that's my day. That's my day, and that's what she hears. So I'm sure my young adults, or my adult children in the room can probably agree with me. So, now I also want to put a disclaimer out there that all stories I tell today have been given permission. So, everything I say is not, they are already prepared so people know what's going to be said this morning. So it's not going to be a surprise. So it may seem like I'm uncovering my mom today, but if any of you laugh at anything, that means you do it too. So I'm just warning you, if you laugh, that means you're guilty. And my sister said when I called her that lovely day, she goes, please be gentle. So, Crystal, I will try. I will try to be gentle. Let me get a little drink of water because I feel like my mouth is very dry and pasty. That's good water.
Yeah.
Yummy. Even though I have to say, though, I like lime in my water. I know, right? So, fail. Just kidding. Just kidding. I love you all. All right, so my mom's never stopped being a mom, and with that, a kid never stops being a kid. Moms are always holding the mom card. A friend and I had a talk yesterday, an adult friend of mine, and pretty much said our moms always hold the mom card. And they're not afraid to play it. At any time. I mean, we can be roasting each other at the dinner table, and we are making fun, and we're poking holes, and all of a sudden mom goes, but I'm your mother. Like, what? What just happened? We were having fun. Yeah, no. It just turns real quick. So now, even if you're 43, you can still feel like a child. Can I get an amen for my adult children in the room? That's right. So, but sometimes, though, we secretly love it, right? I know I do. Now, ladies, we may not all be moms, because we're not. I'm not a mom. But everybody here is somebody's kid, right? Everybody. So I jotted down some thoughts throughout the week, throughout the 2 weeks. So I hope you can relate to some of these things I'm about to share today. So what mom has taught me? We used to have this magnet on our fridge. And it said, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. If dad ain't happy, who cares?
Yeah.
especially when it came to preparing for any major holiday function that involved company coming over. The week prior, and especially 2 days before the actual event, we learned not to speak. We just did as told. I would even do things unheard of, like dust ceiling fans. Things we wouldn't do. My mother would have us rearrange furniture for one day, but we did it because we wanted to keep the peace.
Yeah.
We all wanted to be happy and not fake. Like, this was a great experience, and we all enjoy the company we're having over right now. But don't misunderstand me. Dads are important for so many things, too. If you grew up anything like me, it was like this. Dad taught me about the technical side of life. He taught me fixing things, digging things, balancing things, driving things, carrying things, and packing things. Wink. But moms, they run the house. They are the nurturers, the nurses, the teachers, the disciplinarians. Yes, Dad, I'm sorry. You guys are mean and you pound your fist and you yell a lot, but moms follow through. Moms grab us by the hair and drag us down the hallway and throw us in the room. Moms are the ones who drag us to church. They are the ones who will pinch us under the arm to make us stand for worship. Too specific, it happened.
Today.
But seriously, though, my sister even became a pitching coach for Jack, thanks to YouTube. But seriously, Mom taught me the personal side of life. Here's a few examples. Mom taught me logic. If you hit your sister, I'll hit you and see how you like it. Consequences. Mom taught me consequences. If you keep making that face, it'll stay like that. She taught me genetics. You are just like your father. She taught me anticipation. Just wait until your father gets out. She taught me faith. You better pray that comes out of the carpet. She taught me stamina. You'll sit there until you finish your entire plate. And she also taught me the circle of life. The circle of life. I brought you into this world, and I can take you out. So let's get a little bit holy and go to Proverbs chapter 22. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 22.
That's excellent.
Proverbs 22. I stressed over this message. I wavered and I struggled and I said, I can't do this 3 nights ago. So just tell Bert I can't do it. So Proverbs 22, we're going to read verse 6. It says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Everything you do in front of your child is training. Everything they see, everything they hear is training, and they may pick up some other qualities as well. Let's watch this video.
Do you use your own spit to clean up? Like your mom did? Save every gift bag?
No. This is a good one. Yeah, I'll take these two.
No! Use your arm as a seatbelt? And
who used the good towels?
These are just for show. Yes, it's happening. Are you becoming your mom? Then call 1-800-NO-COULANTS. Are standing by.
No, man. Take the costume off the dog. No, I promise your dog doesn't want it.
No, I didn't see last night's Dancing with the Stars.
Have you set the font on your phone to extra large yet? Okay, so we're not too late. Here's what you need to do. I used to forward chain emails and sign my texts, love M. Now, thanks to 1-800-NO-COULANTS, I just use the Facebook.
No, it's not.
What?
Before 1-800-NO-COULANTS, I was rocking the chunky highlights. My only regret is that I didn't call sooner, before I cut bangs.
Spying on neighbors, sending newspaper clippings, inability to get off the phone. 1-800-NO-COULANTS is here for you. Now, let's watch a live phone call.
1-800-NO-COULANTS, I may need help.
Where are you, ma'am?
I'm in Chico's.
You're gonna have to find the nearest exit.
Okay. There's actually a lot of really cute stuff here.
It's buy two, get one free.
No. That doesn't save you money. That makes you spend more.
You're right. I just bought one.
Okay, now go to H&M or Forever 21.
Where?
There's a Talbots.
No.
And if it's too late and you've already become your mom, embrace it.
So yes, so like I said, beware. Everything you do and say, your kids will pick up. Whether they are good or they are not good, they will pick them up. But yes, though, train up a child in the way that he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. And you may think, but my kid departed from it. He's not around. She's not around. What's going on? Well, you know what? It's in their heads. And we'll talk more about that later. So when my sister and I were growing up, we always had this phrase that we said to our friends, because when we were in school, you know, we were the good Christian kids, and we had friends who were not so good. And so there weren't really a lot of us around, so we hung out with the best ones we could possibly find. But even they would do things that they would say, it's not so bad. It wasn't the worst thing. Oh, that's not really a bad word. Excuse me. It's not really a bad word. And we're like, yes, it is. You don't even know. And they say, yeah. And we'd argue back and forth if it's right. And we said, fine. Then ask my mom. They go, fine, it's bad. Because they knew my mom was the standard. They knew that my mom was the churchy mom. And they knew that if they asked her, she would say, guys, you shouldn't say that. So they knew. So that was our phrase. We'd say, ask my mom. And they said, fine, you get it. So moms need to be the standard for which we measure against what the world says is right or wrong. We need you in our heads. So whether your mom is in heaven, across the country, or in the back of the church, we need you in our head. You may not think that what you say or what you do sticks, but it does. Oh, but it does. I can't do certain things without thinking, oh, my mom wouldn't like this. I better text my mom, better call my mom. But it's a good thing, because we need to have that. We need that continual voice in our head saying, are you sure? Are you sure? So continue to pray for your children regardless of their current situation. The devil never stops, and neither should you. So go with me to Romans 1. We're going to go to Romans 1. Now we're going to get really super spiritual now. This is the super spiritual section. So Romans 1, we're going to read verse 9. Romans 1, verse 9. It says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. Most of my verses are coming from the ESV version, just so you know, so it may be a little bit different from yours. But yes, it says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing, that means never stopping, even when you think it's not working, you've got to keep doing it. No matter what you see, no matter what you think, no matter what you hear, you've got to keep praying. Also, 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, of course, pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. So it must be important. Pray without ceasing. Don't stop. Don't give up on your children. No matter what is happening, don't give up, because they need to know you care. Amen. Even if you don't agree. Listen without judgment. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. Go to Ephesians chapter 6. And we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Mm-hmm. Yep. So listen without judgment. Ephesians 6 verses 1 through 4 says this. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment, with a promise. And that promise is that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Now, I'm going to stop right there, because most messages stop right there. And it's just honor and obey your mother and father, and that's what you're supposed to do. And yes, you are. It's a commandment. But also, it goes a little bit further in verse 4, and it says this. And you, fathers, parents, mothers, do not provoke your children to wrath or anger, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord, meaning that when they come to you with something and they admit something to you or they tell you something, you're not supposed to fly off the handle. Because then all it does is put their defenses up on the edge and they're going, well, fine then, I hate you too, slam the door. And they're gone. And then you got to try to figure out a way then to get them back and say, but I really love you, I promise. No, you don't. And it becomes this battle. And I know it's hard. Trust me, I get it. I mean, I'm not a mom, but I get reacting and not paying attention and then waiting and responding properly. I get it. Because, I mean, my first reaction sometimes is to say, what do you think you're doing? How stupid was that? Nobody wants to hear that.
Right.
Nobody. But take them back to the Word. Because that's what it says here. But bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Take them to the Word. Back to the Word. What's the Word say? Also, continue to love unconditionally. Teach it and live it. Go with me to Matthew 5. Bert, I stole this one from you. I stole this one from you 2 weeks ago. So I said, ooh, that'd be a good Mom's Day verse. So Matthew 5, verse 44. You need to love unconditionally, teach it, and live it. That's hard. So Matthew 5, 44 says, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. No. No. I don't want to like somebody who hates me. I don't want to be nice to someone who is rude to me. I don't want to treat my coworkers nice whenever they are ignorant or rude. I don't want to do that. No. But I think we have to. Because the Word says, love your enemies. Ugh. And moms, I know it's easy. When your kids come to you telling you, guess what little Timmy did in school today? And you just tell them how they did this and he did that. And your mom goes, that's right. When you go back to school tomorrow, punch him in the face. No. No, that's not loving unconditionally. That's not loving your enemies. I get it. It's hard, but we've got to work at it. And if we do it, then I think we'll actually live in a better place if we all kind of embrace this idea. Also, teach your children respect. If they want it, they must give it. Go to 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4. We're going to read verse 12. Once again, teach your children respect. If they want it, they must give it. All right, it says in 1 Timothy 4:12. We're going to read verse 12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Don't be the typical young person. If someone looks at you and says hi, say hi back. Look them in the eye. So as young people, we are to be an example. It says, an example to the believers, not just to the world. But when you walk through those doors, do you put your head down and walk down the hallway and ignore everybody? Or do you say, hi, good morning? Be the example. And finally, get your kids to church early. I'm not talking, I know some of us are adults now, and, we've done our own thing, and we're going our own ways, and, and we're questioning whatever. But when your kids are young, get them to church. Teach them soon. Don't wait, because it's only going to get harder. So get them to church early, and then get them into youth group. Because your young people, your children need Christian friends. They need someone they can talk to about the Word. You can have a really good non-Christian friend, but don't you want somebody you can share the Word with and say, what do you think about that message on Sunday morning? And they know what you're talking about. Like, they get it. Mm-hmm. You need that. You need someone in your life saying, what are you doing? You shouldn't be doing that.
Right.
I know, because I shouldn't be either. Mm-hmm. So turn me to Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10, we're going to read verse 25. So Hebrews 10, 25. I'm going to back up and go one further to 24. It says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I don't know if you've noticed, but the world we live in right now is crazier than ever. It is crazy. So we got to get here. We got to learn things. Mm-hmm. Then we got to go use these things. So teach them young. And once again, when you train a child in the way they will go, they won't depart from it. You'll be in their head forever. Amen. This will be in their head forever. Amen. You want to be the kind of mom that your kids use the phrase, "Don't tell mom." Another sister and I story. My sister and I always fought growing up. And let me tell you, we could tussle like boys. We broke plenty of knick-knack and, of course, became friends quickly afterwards to glue it back together. But, yes, we fought like crazy. And one time, I threw my sister onto the floor and she fell into a tower of CDs and washed on the floor. She began to scream, "My neck is broken! My neck is broken!" And I was like, I panicked and said, "Don't tell mom." I don't know how I could hide that. I don't know how I could hide that. My first reaction was, "Don't tell mom." I've even heard dad say, "Don't tell mom," after they took their kids out for ice cream before dinner. "Don't tell mom." But the only time we say don't tell dad is when you scratch the car or spend too much at Target. Yeah. Right? Yeah. This past Easter, I wasn't going to share a story, but I'm going to. It's pretty funny. This past Easter, we all sit at their big dining table, and we had the family over, and my aunt and my cousin were there, and her boyfriend was there, and so it was a nice little bunch of people, and my sister and Joe and the kids, and so we're sitting there eating nicely. Now, I'm going to back up a little bit. So I started there, but I'm going to back up. So my mom, when she purchases things that she doesn't want my dad to know she purchased, she will hide the receipt. And she puts the receipt in. We have these really cute little teapots that are on our dining room table that we never use as a family on a regular basis, so no one will ever look there. So there's like this massive amount of receipts stuck.
You need a new hobby.
She does now. And so she closes it, and then she forgets about them being there. So she'd go back and get them and remove them, but she doesn't. So they're there now, this massive, you know, pile of receipts. So we're at dinner. Dinner's over, and we are just all talking, and my dad all of a sudden lifts up the teapot.
Oh, no.
For some unknown reason, lifts up the teapot, takes the top off, and he begins to pull out receipts. And mom goes, "Oh, Dad found my receipts." And then my cousin saw this happening and she lost it. She then grabbed the other teapot and goes, "Let me check this one and get it out of the way." What? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. But needless to say, though, yes, we do hide receipts. Ladies, I'm sure you have. I know that we've hidden a bag or two. We bought 4 bags, not 15. All right. So raising children is not easy. Being solely responsible to raise a child into being a productive member of society who is kind and loving, obedient to their parents, and has a personal relationship with Jesus, it's not easy. Often parents feel like they have to do this alone, especially those single mamas. But what if? Even being a really cool aunt, like myself, has its struggle. I probably worry about my niece and nephew as much as their parents. I am not with them every day, but when I am, I make the most of my time. I listen, I empathize, I love, and I teach. Mm-hmm. Moms do that, right?
Right.
I'm not a mom. Mm-hmm. So I'm not their mom, but I am mom-like. Yeah. So here's to all the mom-likes. Every day in the life of a child, regardless of their age, has a responsibility to be an example that every young person would aspire to be. Mm-hmm. You know what it's like to be a kid. You get it, regardless of how different things are today. But really, today is no different than yesterday. The issues may be different, mm-hmm. but it's still a struggle. Kids still need love, someone to talk to, guidance. They need rules. And a whole lot of Jesus.
Amen.
Ladies, maybe you think you shouldn't speak life to someone else's child because, well, you are not their mom. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, as a youth leader, I have heard that phrase a lot. Mm. You're not my mom.
Yeah.
You're not my mom. I wouldn't say that. Like, no, you're right. I'm not your mom. I don't have to be with you every single day and deal with your daily craziness. I am not your mom. But that has not stopped me from sharing God's word with them and teaching them the truth.
Amen.
Now, granted, I'm not giving you a license to judge someone's ripped jeans, pink hair, bright lipstick, or large jewelry. Oh, wait, I just described me. But instead, encourage, uplift, share, say hi, show interest.
Amen.
Oh, I have an ice cube. So ladies, I leave you with this. Let's go to John chapter 1. We're going to read verse 12. I did pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even like well up. This is awesome.
Oh,
I got like two sentences left.
Yeah.
Two sentences. Two. So in John chapter 1, we're going to read verse 12. Oh, you know what? You're right. It is too early. I may. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Mm. You are a daughter of the king.
Yep.
That makes you a princess.
Oh, yeah.
It does. So, ladies, act like it. Go ahead. I'll leave you with this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. That's what I got for you.